30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock, open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can also find that number at rosieonthehouse.com. It's on the bottom of every page. You can text questions to 411-923. Or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's a great way if you need to include a picture or a short video of what you are working on to describe or get a little bit of identification. That's a great source, info@rosieonthehouse.com. We monitor all three of those. And the email and the phone number are 24/7 through the office. The text is just during the broadcast at 411-923. This week, we had the Consumer Electronics Show. Was in Vegas. We did not attend this year. We found with those, you've got to attend about every 3 or 4 years. When it comes to the electronic side of things, sure, there's always something new, but so many of the things never make it to market. So you go about every 3 or 4 years, and then you've got a new, fresh wave of content to cover. And one of the things that was in there is we've been saving articles, and try not to get off a tangent on the news, but it drives me nuts the way news is covered. Water was a huge topic I have so much content I've gathered, and then they haven't covered anything but the wall for like the last 3 weeks. Finally, today, there is an update on the water topic, but for 3 weeks, it's wall. I'm like, we've still got this water situation going on. Did y'all forget about that? All you want to talk about is the wall.
The other W story.
Yeah, the other W story. It's like, you've got multiple different news sources, but it's like there's this strange thing that, well, if they're talking about this topic, we need to be talking about that topic too. And Tim Allen actually tried to capture it in a movie where he was a newspaper columnist, and he's like, there's already 6 people working on the crisis. The readers know we got to cover this other story that no one else is. And they're like, no, we've got to cover this because you're the columnist. He tried to capture just the mentality of the industry that was pretty funny. So we finally are back on the water topic. And a new thing that was released at this Consumer Electronics Show is actually in Scottsdale, something I never heard of till I got this press release, and we spent some time doing a little bit of research on them, and we've got a couple contact forms that we've filled out. But what this does is it looks like a modern solution to an old survival technique that they teach on how to create your own water in the desert. If you ever get lost in the desert, in every single survival bag and backpack that I carry when I'm out in the desert, has thick black plastic. And what you do is if you ever run out of water, you can't find a water source, the last thing you need to do is expend a lot more energy running around looking for more. So dig a hole. I know that I just said don't use a lot of energy, and digging a hole takes a lot of energy, but what you can do to make your own water is you dig a little hole, and in the middle of the hole, you put a cup. Then you put the plastic over the hole, and you use rocks and dirt to hold the plastic on there. Then right in the middle of the plastic, where your cup is underneath the hole, put a rock on top of the plastic, and the air will condensate on that plastic and roll to the low point where that rock is and drip into your cup.
If you watch the show Mythbusters, they did it. They were able to do it. Didn't get a lot of water, but they were on a survival trip in this particular case. But
is that hole? How deep?
How deep is the hole?
Deep enough to get your cup in there.
Okay, just that deep? All right.
The deeper you go, the more airspace you have, and the more airspace you have underneath the plastic, the more moisture will be trapped in there, and it'll condensate. But you don't want to completely burn yourself out digging this hole either. So it's got to be a balance. But while you're sitting there and waiting for this to collect, it's a lot easier for a rescue team to find you in one spot where you've got, SOS written in rocks or branches. Then, finding a still target's easier than finding a moving target. And you've got your water being produced right there. Well, this is what they call zero mass water. And it's a solar panel. They say make water from solar and wind. And I I think all they're doing is using this to condense the moisture out of the air, and it will produce 8 to 20 standard bottles of water per day, and it will, you can, the first thing I thought was this portable. Well, reading through it, no, they're 300 pounds, 340 pounds per panel, but they say they can pipe it in a number of different ways. When you, what they call it, dispense options, you can plug it into a countertop dispenser next to your sink. You know, if you've got an RO system, you've got a separate spout for your reverse osmosis purified water. You could tap it directly into your refrigerator. You could put this into a wall-mounted bottle filler or a freestanding dispenser. So it's a way to pipe water, drinking water, into your kitchen that's made from the moisture in the air outside. If you think about it, you know, this isn't going to solve the answer for irrigation and showers and using it for your laundry or your dishes. But if you took 6 million people and they were all drinking water that was condensed from the air, what kind of stress reduction would that put on our water supply? You add that up pretty quick. And all these, you know, there's no one solution to the water situation in Arizona. And we do have an abundant water supply, but it's not enough to waste. I think Water Use It Wisely has branded that campaign enough to use, not enough to waste. And by smart developments like this, it could be one more thing we could do to sustain a growing population in a desert environment.
Any idea on cost?
Nope, they wouldn't give us a cost. All it says is contact us because we need to do a site assessment for each individual job. But it does say financing available. So I'm guessing it's going to have a
bit pricey.
But something brand new to the market is going to have that. But like I said, we'll look forward to talking to them. They make it right here in Arizona. So it's not only is it an Arizona-based company, but they say it's manufactured in Arizona, too.
Maybe they'll come in and join us. That's interesting.
I'm looking forward to it. I forwarded it to all of our water treatment partners when I saw this. So we'll get input from all of our water treatment specialists that are out there. Another product, Gary, we were talking at the end of December about a solution for package. What do they call them? Porch pirates? People that come by and steal.
Right. Yeah, porch pirates.
Mm-hmm. Packages off your driveway, and how this is likely going to change the design of homes, that you could have built into it a spot for package, secure package delivery. Well, there's something new called eDoor. You can go to eDoorDelivery.com. This, I don't see it being a very popular item. It's a very, you know, gadgets. How often do you use a gadget? You get it, it's fun, and then
30 days later, you're like, that was cool. What's next?
But this is a front door that has multiple doors on it. And so your delivery guy can show up, and if you've got a square package, you can open the door at the bottom of the door, slip it in, and close it. It's got a tall vertical door, so if your dry cleaning gets delivered to your home, they can use that door for delivery. And it's a door with about 5 different door options on it for putting packages in it.
They even said grocery delivery.
Grocery delivery, which doesn't look like a great solution if you're getting milk delivered.
Right.
Or you would just have to keep the inside of your home at a very cool temperature if you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time. And when they put the packages in, the inside of the door expands backwards. And I think that's going to be in hit because it becomes very clumsy on the inside. And it doesn't look like a great option.
I have a hard time picturing opening
that door. Secured inside, yeah. So somebody could still break through the window on the side, come in, use a knife, cut the fabric, and take your packages that way. So it's going to do a lot of good, and it's going to prevent a lot of it, but I don't think this is quite – this is kind of the in-between between the design
good thought,
of a
but
new
– not quite there yet.
Well, I saw they also suggest you don't have to put it in your door space. You could also put it in a gate or other ways you could put it, not just
I
front
see
door.
That I being a lot be... more. You could put it in a garage door, the side of wall of your home. Mm-hmm. You could make a special cut in. That, I think, is going to be a lot more applicable because
you just have to train your delivery people.
Yeah, and – And they did have another neat one that you attach a wire to the box, and then that way, no matter who moves it next, unless you know the alarm code, it'll start an alarm sound. So it's not going to prevent it, but it's going to make a loud noise if somebody grabs it and runs off, and it's record you the whole time, but somebody could put a mask on and, you know, still not have your identifier that way. So a couple items that came out of the electronic show that was in Vegas this week. The Your Home section of the Republic had another one that talks about how Whirlpool and Yumli have combined to create this new cooking application that you use your smartphone to help you cook your meal. It's the title is Homes Are Getting Smarter and Creepier. It is creepy. I remember seeing it the first time, I'm going to say 2005, a refrigerator that they wanted to develop. I haven't seen it hit the market yet, but it will scan what goes into your refrigerator. So it can tell you, okay, what is in my refrigerator that matches my recipes that I could cook today? And it'll tell you, okay, in your refrigerator right now, you can cook this, this, and this. But it also has to tie into your pantry, and it ties into the expiration date. So it can also notify you that, hey, these items in your refrigerator or your pantry are getting ready to expire and need to be replaced. Neat, but creepy.
Smart home that's too smart.
That's too smart. And the cherry on top of all that is it would project a digital image to your designated wall or location or countertop space of the recipe. So you don't have to worry about trying to flip through the cookbook with dirty hands. It's just all digitally displayed on a surface. So the Jetsons
have arrived.
All right, that's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.